wasted when I was young, hard enough to get me home. I don't care. I came and took my dad away to serve some time, but it was me that paid the debt he left behind. Folks said I was full of sin because I was a mixed up kid.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
Folks were all one night to put me up a fence. You can guess that I've been running ever since. Ain't no one has found the help, but I keep on, I tell myself.
Would you fuck me when I'm gone? Would you make it right even though it's wrong? Would you moan into my ear when I am not near and keep it coming all night long? Baby, maybe we could ball.
Chinatown, way back in old Hong Kong. smoke a boot. Ling Ting Tong, he would never be wrong. I wanna sing your song. Ling Ting Tong. Ling Ting Tong, can you sing that song called I Smoke a Boom Die? I Smoke a Boom.
Well, of course, that's the Five Keys with Ling Ting Tong. I don't know about being offended by that anymore. I just can't tell. I don't know where I got this record. I think it was given to me. I'm not really too sure. It could be in a dollar store. But it's just the greatest hits. It's the Connoisseur Collection. Love Ling Ting Tong. Want to hear the rest? Buy this dollar record. You know what I mean? Before that, John Ray and the River. Track called F Me. Yeah, I can't even say it. And it's from his album Knows What You Need, which has Steve Cato written all over it. Steve Cato loves albums with the title that somehow brings the band's name into the title, you know. The so-and-sos do what they need to do, you know, something like that. In this case, John Ray and the River Knows What You Need. And I could tell you some stories about that band that you probably already know because they're not very secret. But, you know, John Ray was an alcoholic. And Steve Cato played drums, I think, and was a guy. That's all I can say about that. And we started off this part two, hour two of episode 65 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection. The radio show where I relive memories by listening to one song from every record in my record collection. Creedence Clearwater Revival, a little track there, Don't Care. And I don't really have any memories about this record. I actually bought it the same day as that Little Richard record. It was the Pants Day. It's a Pants Day record. But my brother did have a double CD of Creedence Clearwater Revival, Greatest Hits, that we listened to a lot. Many great 8-minute-plus tracks on there that aren't too jammy. Okay, well, let's move on to some newer music. This record was one that was given to me by my good friend Alex Miranda. It's a band called, I think they're called Fabby. Maybe you pronounce it some other way. The album's called When We Were Young, and a track called About Being Brave. It's some new music, you know. You listen to the CCR and then you listen to this, and that's one more step between you and Republican Dad, you know what I mean? But Alex gave this to me as part of his distro label experiment in cultural living, Talking Helps Records. So here we go with a track by Fabby.
Come close so you can feel my heartbeat that throbs harder than my skin in the sun. Stay
snowflake wizard chess this Christmas. We were playing wizard chess this Christmas. When you came down to the borough to ask us to stop the game and start to play, you knew one down at the ministry. You want us in your pinup suits for policies that we won't approve. We're Dumbledore's men, two and two, and our loyalty lies with the truth. I'm not gonna be your mascot. I'm not gonna dance for the ministry. No, I'm not gonna be your mascot. I'm not gonna put on the monkey suit for you.
Here, that's White Fang with a song that I couldn't agree with more, called Portland Sucks, from their Whatever LP, a great band I've seen many times, and you know, that's the true sound of pop punk. Before that, we heard the fake sound of pop punk, Harry and the Potters, although the LP evokes great memories. I played a show with them, and people really liked the show. They were going crazy, and I made a joke about my life, about my orthodox interpretation of the book Wuthering Heights. Because honestly, let's face it, Harry and the Potters, Harry Potter is a children's book. I don't know why, if you're an adult or over, let's say over 16, maybe let's say over 14, if you read that book when you were older than 14, then what's going on, you know? Wuthering Heights, give that a spin. Before that, we started off with that kind of bizarre track there. Kind of uninspired track by Fabi, but by a very inspiring fellow. Given to me by a very inspiring fellow, Alex Miranda. One of my favorite people of all time. That's right. You heard it here. Now, going back to 1981, let's listen to ABBA. Or ABBA? ABBA. From the Visitors LP. Can't believe I haven't played ABBA on this show so far. 65 episodes. Haven't played ABBA once. My strongest ABBA memory is in East Vancouver, staying with this really cool guy when I was like maybe 13. He'd put us up for the night. He was a sailing guy, and we were just young kids doing a regatta. I know it sounds lame, but it was so cool for us. And he was like, need some morning music, gonna put some ABBA on. He put some ABBA on, and we felt the world was right. Head Over Heels from The Visitor, 1981. Love the memories.
The kind of girl who likes to follow her. people go. That's where we want to be. Dancing in the disco light.
fascist growth and evil men with racist views spreading all across the land. Don't just sit there on your ass and look at funky chain dance. Brothers, sisters, shoot your best. We don't need this fascist groove thing.
Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing.
History will repeat itself. Crisis point, we're near the hour. Counterforce will do no good. Hot U.S., I feel your power. Hitler proves that funky stuff. It's not for you and me, girl.
No, 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 no.
Europe's an unhappy land. They've had their fascist groove thing.
Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing.
Democrats are out of power. Across that blue white ocean, Reagan's president-elect, fascist got in motion. Generals tell him what to do. Stop your good time dancing. Train their guns on me and you. Fascist ain't advancing. Sisters, brothers, lend a hand. Increase our population. Grab everything by the throat and throw it in the ocean. You're real tonight, you move my soul. Let's cruise on the dance floor. Come out your ass and dance your dance. Shake that fascist groove thing.
Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing.
Heaven 17, we don't need your fascist groove thing. Penthouse and Pavement from the Pavement side. Awesome record. My brother either gave it to me or recommended it to me or played it for me at his place. I think he played it for me at his place and then I bought it later. Great, great album. Before that, Parliament, Mothership Connection, Night of the Thumpasaurus Peoples. You know, jamming it out. Always good. Recent acquisition, because I saw George Clinton play one night, about a year ago, with Rebecca Lessard from Montreal, Quebec, who was in town visiting. We just did it. We went to the show. We just were like, let's go see George Clinton. Why not? We're adults. We can do whatever we want. Before that, Cool and the Gang, Hanging Out from the Ladies' Night album. Love the song Ladies' Night when I'm driving on the freeway. Love it. And starting it all off with Head Over Heels by ABBA from The Visitor, 1981. Continuing on, Blowfi's Rap, part one, at least as much as part one as we can handle, from 1980. Blowfi I first heard on college radio, so it's so appropriate that here I am playing it on college radio. That's right. I heard it very late night when I was maybe in grade 6 or maybe grade 7, listening to the radio late, you know. And they're like, hey, now that it's so late, we don't need to worry about the government regulations about what words people can say in the air. Here's a really sexually explicit, crazy joke comedy rap song from the 80s.
My rap was dirty and my line was mean, and now it's time for Blowfi's theme with a booty loot 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 rap dirty. Yeah. Well, the hell, I got the message, it ain't my fault that I decide that you had enough of my talk. Gonna let the band groove on you for a while, child. This instrumental to all the swinging, all the swinging chicks around the state. You know, like Georgia. What about Alabama? Tennessee? Arkansas? New York? North Carolina? South Carolina? Yeah, California, Oregon.
bus. I missed the bus. I missed the bus. I went to bed late, but I didn't think late would affect me. Only came around then late one let me. Wake up, so I can get dressed. I guess my body was mad, cause I gave it no rest. And when I finally did awake, it was a 7:45. Jumped in the shower and I knew I was late. Stepped out, put on my jeans and my U and said to myself, if I miss school, I'm ruined. I ran down the hill and I
rush.
I ran down the hill trying to
catch the bus.
Now I'm hoping to myself, everything is cool. Standing on my block like a fool. Get the crib and I don't know what to do.
I missed the bus. I missed the bus. I missed the bus. And that is something I will never, ever, ever do again. I missed the bus. I missed the bus. I missed the bus. And that is something I will never, ever, ever do again.
I was up, he was up, but I laid back down. Figured I could chill till the time came around. And I did,
he did,
but a little too long. Cause when I woke up, yo, the bus was gone. Never miss my bus again.
I missed the bus. I missed the bus. I missed the bus. And then
play. There's no sound like hit sound. There's no sound like hit sound. There's no sound like hit sound. There's no sound, no sound, no sound, no sound.
Wow. Okay. That's Master Genius, Let's Break from 1983. And basically, that is how European people saw hip-hop in the 80s, and that is them reinterpreting it in the most authentic image possible for other Euros to dance to and do breakdancing and stuff. So, yeah, pretty awesome. Oh, what else did we hear there? We heard Criss Cross, of course. I Missed the Bus. Rico Suave from the Rico Suave 12-inch. Foxy, Give Me a Break from the B-side of a Foxy 12-inch. That's just a track about breaks. And started off with Blowfly. Blowfly's rap, getting a little saucy. Okay, so staying in 1983, going back to America, where all musical innovation basically happened for the last 100 years, here is a little guy from Minnesota, Minneapolis, Bobby, and Make You Mine, a little stellar hit from nowhere. Totally awesome, completely amazing and outrageous. Make You Mine.
Okay. pour la musique qu'on appelle le reggae music. Scene article mondialement connu. Le son qui vient de la rue à Kingston, Jamaica. West papa. On est pour check les N-Koutei. I tell you no man, it's number one music.
Everybody, do you like reggae?
Yes papa, it's number one music. Parce que c'est nous les DJ, disque jockey, y mettons le peuple toujours couler highway. C'est nous les DJ, disque jockey, y mettons le peuple toujours couler highway. C'est dans le ghetto que le style a été créé, par des jeunes qui dans la vie voulaient tous avancer. Je vais essayer de tous te les nommer, difficile car ils sont nombreux, nombreux comme une armée. Huroyan Jamaïca était le premier à avoir exercé le style des DJ. Yellowman dans le monde a fait le style avancer. Bob Marley c'était le king du reggae. Peter Tosh ne sera pas oublié. Quand je viens c'est pour rendre un hommage éternel à tous les pionniers et les géants du reggae. Son nom c'est... I tell you no man, it's number one music. Watch out.
Everybody, do you like reggae?
You know that, it's number one music. Yeah. De la Jamaïque à Londres, il a été exporté. Pato Benton et Tipa Highway sont deux DJ, ils sont anglais. Avec Papa Stan, ils ont inventé le bubble, le fax talking, c'est comme ça qu'ils l'ont appelé. Jamais je ne pourrais les oublier. Maintenant, il y a aussi les nouveaux DJ. Cutty Ranks est à respecter. Ninja Man est archi respecté. Original, bad, 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 stylé. Je viens te dire, parler des DJ. Il faut bien sûr me capter. It's number one music. I tell you no man.
Everybody, do you like reggae?
Tout ça, ça, it's number one music. C'est nous les DJ, disque jockey, et mettons toujours le peuple couler highway. C'est nous les DJ, disque jockey, yeah, couler highway. Si t'es dans la danse, tu dis pour une fois. Si t'es dans la danse, tu dis pour deux fois. Si t'es dans la danse, tu dis pour trois fois. Si t'es dans la danse, tu sautes sur ça. Pour Peter Tosh, big big respect. Pour Bunny Weller, je te dis big respect. Pour Bob Marley, je te donne big big respect. Phil Paul Posty, big big respect. LKJ, big big respect. Il y en a tant, nombreux comme une armée. Mais je vais essayer de tous te les nommer. Mais il faudra capter tous les mots quand je parle de reggae. Reggae a beaucoup de fanatiques. Reggae, c'est de la bonne bonne musique.
Reggae,
elle est vraiment mystique.
Reggae,
elle est vraiment magique. Ow. I tell you no man, reggae music is number one music scene. So
everybody, do you like reggae?
It's number one music. Wow.
Everybody, do you like reggae?
I tell you no man, it's number one music. C'est dans le ghetto que le style a été créé, par des jeunes qui dans la vie voulaient tous avancer. Je vais essayer bien sûr de tous te les nommer. Difficile car ils sont nombreux comme une armée. Huroy en Jamaïque a été le premier à avoir exercé le style des DJ. Yellowman a fait le style avancé. Bob Marley était le roi du reggae. Peter Tosh ne sera pas oublié. Quand je viens dans la danse pour l'unité, l'unité de voir tout le monde rassemblé sur la musique qui s'appelle reggae. Reggae music is number one. Sing.
Everybody.
Yes. Number one music, reggae. That's J&D. The original J. From France there. 1994. Obviously. Finally, the Euros getting it right there. It's a little real hip-hop. Before that, Surf MCs from America, best country on planet Earth, doing a song called Surf or Die. And starting it off there, we had two tracks from 1983, one being the amazing, always incredible, lovely Lips Incorporated from their fourth album, or their album titled Four, Onto You. And before that, the elusive Bobby, Make You Mine 12-inch. Awesome set of music, awesome set of memories. The Bobby, of course, was a obscure find. Lips Inc. have had that for a long time, thought it was rare. Turns out it's not, of course, just I'm ignorant. And Surf MC's was a recent thrift store find, made so much sense in San Diego. And JND got that one in Turkey, Euro hip-hop. Always the best. Always amazing. Just some good memories there. I'm gonna close out the second part two here. Gonna take another break, but first I want to play some Warren G. I'm Looking at You, an album that I found at Kobe Swap Meet in DJ Tony Tone's bins for sale. And it's weird because it has a really big shanking, like the middle paper part is not the regular size, maybe 2.5 inches. It's like 3 to 4 inches, which is just so weird. But it doesn't matter if it's weird or not, because it's Warren G, so it's as cold as ice and twice as nice. Yes, I'm thinking about looking at you.
In the place, your chance is gone. That bitch you was glancing on. If she leave with me, no chance that her pants is on. No bra, no panties on. Make her suck the same thing that my hand be on. Red bone, thick bitch with a sandy tone. We gone, South Beach in the Miami zone. Damn, she wrong, bad little candy cone. One head nod from me, she out the dough. One head job from her, she out the dough. Don't trip pronto, bitch, out the dough. Back to the beach, back yo, Delano. All bullshit aside, she a cold piece, the type that might go search the whole beach. The type that might go out and bring back something wild, screaming, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me.
Sexy walking with that attitude. You're looking at me, I'm looking at you. Although I know I'm with my man, I just can't help but check for you. You're looking at me, I'm looking at you. I want you so. And if you give me a chance, boy, you know it's gonna get real.
I take mine, small waistline, face of a dime, waste no time, grind on the dick, take mine with a lick, you still be singing that sunshine shit. It's your world, girl, come collide with the dick. Some hot zone, champagne, Heather Hunter, Dominic, Simone shit, home alone on some grown shit, King Kong, make you moan with this, and still want it all. In the club, bathroom stall, backseat, take your clothes off, and still fuck your bra. And all it take is one phone call. Show up and I'm beating up all walls. No joke, she broke all laws. Handcuffing is a lost cause.
Can we roll, creep?
Walking with a street attitude. Let her get between the sheets and cheat on your dude. Besides, these drugs got me in the mood. After the club, you could choose out. Still, I got a groove. I ain't trying to be rude. Meet me at my room number 213. Private slumber party with your name on the VIP. That's how we get crunk. SIP, Remy and get drunk.
Sexy walking with that